When television chef Nathan Lyon read about California's worsening drought earlier this year, he started thinking about the amount of water it takes to grow the food and recipes he creates in Los Angeles. That's when he and culinary manager Sarah Foreman decided to develop what they call drought-friendly recipes.
Instead of looking at a bowl of strawberries, I look at that bowl of strawberries and think, wow, that's like 20 gallons of water right there. I just want these recipes to start a dialogue that people aren't having right now.
With that in mind, the two went to a Los Angeles farmer's market and hit the kitchen to create meals with the smallest water footprint possible. To become more drought conscious, Lyon encourages people to cook with recipes that use as much of a product as feasible. He also suggests using online resources like the tool offered by the Water Footprint Network that helps consumers measure how much water it takes to produce, raise, or grow an ingredient.
As a chef, it's sort of up to us to revolutionize what people have been doing in the past, bring attention to the amount of resources it takes to grow these things, and say you've already paid for it, so utilize that to the best of your ability.
Lyon is an Emmy-nominated chef and a co-host of Growing a Greener World on PBS and a Lyon in the Kitchen on the Discovery Health Channel. He was also among the final four on the second season of the Next Food Network Star. One of the recipes the duo created is an Alaskan true cod taco with pickled radish and a radish top salsa. Here's Sarah Foreman.
It's not a beef taco, so we're using fish, so it's going to be a lower water footprint to process this fish. Very simple, but it's very flavorful and delicious and sustainable for the ocean and also for the drought.
Like the cod taco, the recipes tend to use more fruits, vegetables, and fish over red meat.
And we realized that it was 50 gallons, for example, for a pound of XYZ produce, and then almost a little more than 2,000 gallons of water for a pound of beef, depending upon who you're speaking to.
He says part of the idea behind drought-friendly recipes is to reduce food waste, which in turn reduces water waste.
I think that's what Americans are looking for, something very simple, but also something that they can do to actually make change. Really be aware that when you throw food away, you're throwing away gallons and gallons of water that we desperately, desperately need.
Lyon also wants to expose consumers to food they may not know how to cook with, but that is readily available in stores and farmers markets.
Their habit is to go and you get the bananas and get the apples. When we bring different types of recipes to the general populace, then it makes it more accessible. It sort of chills them out. It doesn't make them so stressed. For example, the salsa, if you have a food processor, you can just whiz it up, and that's really the end of it.
Foreman came up with the idea to use excess radish tops for a salsa on the drought-friendly taco. She wants to bring awareness to how much water it takes to grow the food we consume.
Everybody eats. Most people cook at home at some point in their life. This is not to vilify the beef industry. We keep calling out beef or any particular farmer. It's just a topic we really want to bring awareness to and keep the conversation going and eat delicious food.
Lyon and Foreman say they don't expect people to only eat drought-friendly meals, but they do hope that by incorporating water-conscious recipes, people can reduce their water footprint. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.